Good morning, my name is Tatiana Anhold, and I'm talking to Gabriel Lopetegui, Deputy Division Chief of the European and Middle Eastern Division of the Institute for Capacity Development of the IMF in Washington. Gabriel, welcome back to the JVI. We know this is your second time here with us, and you are currently leading the course on macroeconomic diagnostics. What is this course about?
Good morning, Tatiana. Thank you, and I'm really happy to be back in Vienna. Macroeconomic diagnostics is all about understanding current economic conditions in an economy, assessing the macroeconomic situation and stability, but also about identifying potential imbalances. The emphasis is on practical tools for use in day-to-day analysis that will allow participants to draw conclusions and answer key questions in many areas, like growth, inflation, the stance of fiscal and monetary policies, the stability of the fiscal and external position, the level of the exchange rate, and the soundness of the financial sector. We apply these tools to a country case study in a number of hands-on workshops. And in our discussions, we make an effort to bring in real-life policy situations faced by policymakers across the globe.
And you are so right. Discussing real-life situations is truly important. Can you give us then a few more examples on that?
Yes, for instance, in the analysis of GDP, key questions are what is the potential output, at what rate potential output is growing, and whether the economy is currently above or below that potential level.
And to answer these questions, Gabriel, what do you use?
Well, there are a number of tools that we go over. One of them is a growth accounting exercise, which is helpful to better understand the drivers of growth. Is growth being driven by an increase in capital, labor, or a more productive use of resources? And based on this analysis, what can we expect about growth in the coming years?
And what about the analysis of fiscal and monetary policy, for instance?
In the area of fiscal policy, we calculate the cyclically adjusted fiscal balances, which give a better idea of what is the underlying fiscal position. Observing these underlying or structural fiscal positions over time, we can assess whether fiscal policy has been contributing or not to domestic demand and GDP growth. In monetary policy, we start with a basic analysis of monetary developments and inflation based on the quantity theory of money. Building on that, we continue with the analysis of a monetary condition index, and we work on different specifications of a Taylor rule to analyze central bank interest rate policy.
You also mentioned macroeconomic stability issues.
Yes, here we cover a few key areas. For instance, we make use of the debt sustainability frameworks developed by the IMF to assess risks in the fiscal and external sectors under different scenarios. For instance, what would happen to the debt levels if growth slows, interest rates go up, and the like. We also discuss and apply methods to assess the level of the real exchange rate, which is critical for external sector stability. Finally, we analyze the financial sector and perform stress tests to estimate financial sector risks.
And if we think about potential participants, Gabriel, who do you think would benefit the most from this course?
Well, this is a course for officials in central banks and ministries of finance or economy working on diagnosing the state of the macroeconomy and making projections. To me, it's an ideal course to take after financial programming and policies, where the emphasis is on interrelations across sectors and on putting together a consistent set of projections. One thing to note is that participants need to be prepared to work intensely on Excel spreadsheets and on eViews, which is the most common econometric package.
I see. And then comes the final day.
Yes. In the final day of the course, participants need to make a presentation about the country case study, simulating a discussion with the Minister of Finance and the Central Bank Governor of the country. This exercise forces them to put all the conclusions together in a consistent way.
Many thanks, Gabriel, for this very interesting interview. Good luck with your courses, and see you very soon back to the JVI.
Thank you, Tatiana, and see you soon.